Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia.
Hello.
Hello. Have you got new glasses?
I do have new glasses.
That'd be cool. Very cool.
You're looking fantastic.
I was like talking to you for about 10 minutes and I've only just clocked it, but they look very cool. And it's nice to have you in the studio.
It's good to be here.
What are we talking about today? Where are we going in the world of words?
You may remember like a year or so ago.
I'll cast my mind back. Yep.
Cast your mind back. We talked about jazz.
Oh, yes, I do remember.
And all these people texted and they said, can you talk about punk?
Punk!
And I said, yeah, absolutely.
And then you forgot about it.
And never did.
But I didn't forget.
Oh, okay.
Because there are two things you need to know about me, Rachel.
Oh, yes, Amelia.
One, I keep my promises.
That's true, you do.
Two, I've got quite a lot on at the moment, but we'll get there. I'm definitely, it's on my list.
Okay.
We've got to it.
We got to punk.
Here.
And so when we talk about punk and words, what are we talking about here? Because are we just about to talk about music, or what's the intersection of these two genre spaces?
Well, I mean, I kind of want to talk about mainly it as the how it became the word for the genre, but it has quite a bananas story. The thing that you'll hear from like Mojo readers is that
Q
well
magazine.
Actually the first band to be described as punk was Suicide. In 1970 they advertised their gigs as punk shows. Mm-hmm. And then in 1971 a writer for a music magazine described and the Mysterians or is it question mark and the Mysterians? I've never known how to pronounce that.
Neither am I.
And the Mysterians. as punk rock, and the word became used to describe that mid-60s raw, abrasive garage sound. And as bands influenced by that sound started to develop, that's how punk rock happened. But those people are wrong.
They're all wrong. You heard it here first.
I mean, they're not wrong in that those things did happen.
Oh my
there
God.
We go.
But music has been being described as punk since the 19th century.
Get out of town.
So, okay. So, punk is a word that appears in Shakespeare.
Okay, yes. In which Shakespeare?
I think it's the Merry Wives of Windsor, yes.
Not one of my faves, but we'll let it pass.
And Measure for Measure.
Another one of
and
not my faves.
And In All's Well That Ends Well.
I do like that one.
Okay, there you go. and so it's quite rude.
Okay.
It refers to sex workers.
Oh.
Basically, but in a kind of a cheeky, it's like a kind of a... The tonally, it's cheeky, rude.
Right, so it's not derogatory, it's a bit like...
I mean, it's still a bit derogatory, but it's not like the worst thing you could call someone. It's a bit like arch.
Okay, yeah, I'm following.
Yes, and then...
Classic Shakespeare TBH.
And then it kind of like becomes a word to describe like... gay men and then sometimes gay men sex workers kind of vaguely, it's like in that realm.
Okay,
for a while.
How many years is a while? A
couple of hundred.
Okay,
but then across the Atlantic independently we get punk arising as a whole other thing
in America.
So it means like rotting wood or
ooh.
Tinder.
Oh.
And so it comes from, it really frustrates me how vague everyone is when talking about this. Indigenous American languages.
Oh, so just like anything.
I wish we could be more specific and respectful, but I cannot find...
a source that is useful
yeah.
in that way.
So, okay. Punkwa is like ashes.
True.
And punksa... this is a terrible pronunciation, I'm sorry, but again, I can't find sources to help me. Like putting wood on a fire.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's that kind of stuff.
And then somehow it becomes rotting wood.
Yeah, well, it's like, dry, more dry rot, kind of like, you know, decaying wood. And then it goes to mean gunpowder. And so, and soon people are saying things like as rotten as punk or fighting like punk because it burns. And pretty soon people are like referring to stuff metaphorically as being like bad or low quality or to be burned as punk. And so in 1889, punk shows.
Punk shows
punk
began.
Music. There's punk shows.
The famous Sex Pistols gig of 1889.
Yeah. Not many people went, but everyone who went formed a punk band. And so basically people aren't describing themselves as punk, but if you go along to a slightly shoddy, kind of janky, you know, the kind of thing where it's like all in good fun. They're playing music. They're also juggling. They've got an act where they do mind reading for the audience.
Maybe there's a puppet.
People are like, it's punk.
That's punk.
It's janky as heck.
Bunch
it's punk.
Of punks.
And so through the late 19th century, you get, oh, this singer has quite a punky voice. This band is punk. They're punky. This concert was punk. Oh, these young people, they don't like sophisticated things. All they want to listen to is punk.
Janky crap.
Yeah. Yes. We even get in a movie, I think, as far as I can tell, in 1916, Pedro the Punk Poet.
Wow. That's amazing. I thought you'd just see that at the Thirsty Dog.
It's incredible. And so it kind of continued to be used in this way, and it started especially was used to kind of like by slightly poncy people to refer in a derogatory way to music that didn't conform to their like specific ideas of what harmony should be. So like jazz.
True.
Kind of stuff, like jazzy, bluesy, vaudeville-y kind of any kind of like quote unquote low culture-y stuff, people was like, oh, it's punk.
So jazz is punk, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is something we have argued on BFM many, many times in the past.
So in the kind of like 30s, 40s, 50s, it loses kind of its just like, this stuff is a bit rubbish, meaning not entirely, people still will use it for this, but it refers to like kind of like seedy street kids, kind of like worthless, like
urchins.
Yeah, like, you know, snarled lip, leather jacket, you
conkers
know,
in hand.
Smoking at the bus stop.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You walk past and they're like, Amelia, hate you. And so these people are punks. And then so in this era, punk starts being used to describe little upstarts.
Yeah, yeah. Jumpy little upstart punks.
So when Elvis comes along, he gets described as a punk.
Wow. Jumpy little punk.
A hot-headed punk, he's described as in Jailhouse Rock. This punk can't smile. He has a nasty curled lip, a mean eye, and those sideburns remind me of a hoss rustler who was hanged a long time ago.
Jeez.
Oh my god.
And
talk about a review.
Elvis Presley apparently threatened a Marine and called him a punk at one point in the 50s. It also has a homophobic
classic
vibe to it, which is always fun. and when the Beatles come along, people describe them as punks.
Wow.
They know they're punks. They admit it. They're just immature punks. They're punks with long hair. The punk millionaires, the Beatles.
Wow.
Yeah.
So at this point, we've kind of been talking about America for a while here, and now it's blurred across the Atlantic. It sort of starts to be used in the same way.
This is mainly in America
still.
So this is the American priest talking about the Beatles. So the term punk as we use it now, even though I don't want to talk about the history of punk music. You can read a book. I don't want people to argue about where punk comes from, but the term is as we use it now is very American.
Okay,
So when
this might be opening up a can of worms, but when did we first hear what we would think of as a punk band now called punk?
So, I mean, partly you could talk about maybe Suicide, although if you've listened to Suicide, it's like abrasive and weird.
So it could
in a
be
slightly
in the...
different way.
So it could be in the previous use of punk.
It's definitely in between there, and they're kind of like also playing into the kind of like we're dirty street gays kind of New York vibe.
Yeah.
Like people love to act that part. I don't know if anyone's been to K Road recently. I don't know if anyone's been to Elam. So basically, like in the 70s, you get these bands coming along. Like you get the New York Dolls.
Yep.
You get the Ramones.
Mm.
Most importantly, in 1976, you get a magazine called Punk, which is like about the CBGB's scene.
True.
So like bands like the Ramones and stuff, and people were calling them punk, but there wasn't like, as we have seen, a lot of people have been calling a lot of things punk in various levels of like irony or sincerity of how much they think it sucks. And it's not till you get this kind of like reification of the aesthetic of punk with this magazine that it really kind of like it ties punk to the specific look. And if you look up issues of Punk magazine, it looks like what you think punk is.
I see.
And then so in, is it 77 or 78 where the Sex Pistols appear game? On Bill Grundy?
77, I think, but that's off the top of my brain. Someone else will be able to tell me.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have this one written down. But so they go on the Bill Grundy television show, and he's this like old established TV guy, and he's
basically... Is this one with Susie Susan
in
it as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and he's like, why are you people so horrid and disrespectful? And they swear on TV, and the papers want to talk about this.
Yes.
They're like, this is the most incendiary thing we've seen on television in weeks. So they say it's punk. They're punks.
This is punk.
I mean, people have been calling it punk, but when you have an event like this that's like
a lightning rod.
Yeah, here's a picture and an idea of a thing, and we're using this word to describe it, it kind of ties it all together, and that's why punk is punk now, more or less.
There's
a lot in between, you know, like there's like all through the 60s, people, you know, Simon and Garfunkel have Punky's Dilemma. The Mothers of Invention have Flower Punk. Punk.
Punk's been around the block.
It's been around the block, and it's gone to, it's gone to a lot of places.
I loved that. Thank you, Amelia. I feel like I've really learned something this morning.
My pleasure.
You've picked us a Tullycraft song to play today. What is it?
Yeah, just because I wanted to make people kind of mad. This is a song about Josie and the Pussycats called Josie.
Should point out we've had a text from someone saying, Twee is the true punk.
Yes.
Big claps in the studio.
Twee is the true punk. Thank you, Jez. Josie wants to be in a punk rock band. Josie wants to be in a punk rock band. She said no more pussycat. Josie wants to be in a punk rock band. We've got space and we play good stuff. Josie says that it's not quite punk. She'll let him know when it's punk enough. Well, Josie wants to be in a punk rock band.
Yeah, I think I heard about it.
Josie wants to be in a punk rock band.
Yeah, I think I heard about it.
She said no more pussycat.
Yeah, I think I heard about it.
Josie wants to be in a punk rock band. Show and showed up late. We wrote some songs and we made a tape. Not so punk, but the songs sound great. Well,
She wants to be a punk rock band. Josie wants to be a punk rock band. Josie wants to be in a punk rock band.
Bill Grundy Show is 76. Thank you very much, Texters.
There you go. Neither of the things I suggested.
It was in the ballpark.
You know, I sometimes think that in a rather special way, we all want, don't we, to be in a punk rock band. That was Tully Craft from Seattle, Washington in the United States of America, and the tune is called Josie.
Thank you, Amelia.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.